all good. You're awake. Can you, remember who you are? I'm sorry, I can't actually hear you. Oh, yeah, there's a half meter of solid glass between the observation room I'm in and the, I guess you call it a cave that you're in. So, how about you just nod your head if you can remember who you are? Okay, well, guess that's a good start. Do you kind of know where you are? You're shaking your head. Okay, no, well, you don't remember why you're here either, do you? No. Fuck. Damn it. I guess being near the portal does kind of screw with human minds. Okay, look, I know you must have a whole bunch of questions, but we don't have a lot of time before she, or it comes back. Okay, are you ready for this? Please don't freak out. You're in Station Omega. This is a top secret government research lab that's built around a portal to, well, to hell. Literally, hell. Like on Buffy, except this is real. It's full of fire and that brimstone stuff, and the government wants it because it's like a source of infinite energy. I guess this hellfire can burn souls for all eternity. It's much more cost-effective than oil or nuclear power. It's quite amazing, really. If we could keep the portal open, humanity gets free, unlimited energy. Forever. The problem, isn't there always a fucking catch, is that we could only keep the portal open for a few minutes. And in that few minutes, something kind of came in from the other side. It was, I guess you'd call them demons, or they kind of look vaguely like a human woman, so demoness, I suppose. It's a girl. And it spoke. It didn't speak English. It spoke some really ancient language. Nobody understood it except for Dr. Johnson. You remember him? Yeah, he's the really old researcher guy. He said she spoke ancient Babylonian or something, and he tried to talk to that thing. I don't know, I was kind of freaked. So he said that she was a succubus and that she could keep the portal open longer, but in, I guess you could call it an exchange, she wanted something. She, well, okay, I guess this is the weird part. Not that the whole secret government portal to hell thing wasn't weird enough, but she wanted virgin seed. All right, I'll say it properly, virgin seed. I can see the look on your face. Yeah. She wanted spunk. Come, baby batter. You know what I mean? And it had to be from a virgin guy. Well, turns out there were two virgins on Station Omega. One was Dr. Johnson and he volunteered at once. Problem was, he's old. Like, really old. I don't think he's had an erection since like the 80s, and he's been a virgin his entire life, so I think the shock of having something that looked like a really hot and really scary woman trying to get his cum was a little too much for him. He had a heart attack before he could have an orgasm. That really fucked things up. The succubus wasn't particularly happy at this stage. But we did have another virgin on the station, and this is where you come in. That's you, big guy. You volunteered to have your dick sucked by a hot, scary demon chick. So we put you in there, and then you passed out for a bit. And now, well, here you are. Look, I don't know if you're having second thoughts or anything, but look on the bright side. We have a bunch of sensors and monitoring devices in the cave, so no matter what happens, we can record everything. That sounded creepy. For science, it's for science. You're contributing to scientific inquiry and possibly your country having the source of limitless energy. What's wrong? Oh, shit. Yeah, I can see it. Her. All right, kid. Don't panic and don't, have a heart attack or anything, okay? Focus on the bright side. She's really fucking hot. I mean, I'm a girl and I don't really swing that way, but she's, you know, if I did, then I would. I mean, if you ignore the wings and the tail and the horns and the glowing eyes, she looks kind of like a really hot girl. And she wants to do sexy things to you. That's good, right? Why do men always make this fucking complicated? Just ignore the scary demon bits. Focus on the sexy woman bits, okay? Look at that sashaying towards you. Look at it. Look at those hips. Damn. Focus on the hips. Don't look at the tail. Focus on the hips and... Huh? She's not wearing anything. That's right. Focus on it. You can do this. Oh. Wow. You're I don't know if you've noticed, but you're kind of getting an erection. That's it. Keep focusing on the sexy things. Watch those full heavy breasts sway with every step she takes towards you. You think she'll give you a titty fuck with those? I don't know what that is. I'm innocent, but I've heard it. I don't know what the fucking ancient Babylonian word for titty fuck is, but I'm sure you'll find a way to ask her for one. You know, hand gestures. You'd be doing it for science. And she's right next to you and she's... No, I can't shut up. Telling me to shush with your finger on your lips isn't really working. I'm recording for science, okay? She's, kind of sniffing at you. Sniff her back! Can you smell what she smells like? Sulfur? Burning things? Maybe just a generic horny demon girl odour, I don't know. Make sure you write it down later. You could write a paper on demonic bodily odours. You'd be the fucking first. It'd be amazing. Okay, sorry, yeah, I know, I'm babbling now. Oh my god. Wow, she's licking you. She's kind of licking your face and your neck, and I wonder if she's trying to taste your virginity, maybe? I don't know, let me write it down. Okay, she's moving below your neck now. She's waving. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's moving way below your neck. This girl works fast. It looks like she's licking your nipples. Oh, She's really into this. Oh man, I'm kind of jealous. It's like she's taking your nipples into her mouth and just really bathing it in her saliva. She's probably, you think she's? I'm pretty sure she's going to be licking them with her tongue too. And I wouldn't mind exchanging spots with you right now. And she's trailing her tongue down and down your chest, down your stomach, down to. Oh, I guess she's ready to taste you. She's crouching down and, you know, you're kind of impressive. I've only ever seen you in your sciencey research garb. Never really seen you naked. Why would I think about that? Anyway, her mouth is open. Does she breathe? Is there breath on your penis? She's taking her tongue and touching it to your tip. I'm going to get this camera to zoom in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's teasing the slit with her tongue. That must feel amazing, right? I've heard. I don't have a cock girl here, but, you know, are you getting weak in the knees? We probably should have put a chair in there so you could sit. You're looking a bit kind of awkward. She's moving her head. Kind of looks like she wants to suck on your balls. I'll bet she wants to taste those virgin balls. Even before you've come, I'll bet she wants to have the source of your sperm in her mouth. How does her mouth feel? Is her tongue kind of swirling around your balls? Is she sucking them into her mouth and playing with them? You're going to come inside that mouth soon, I'll bet. Virgins, they don't normally take that long. Not that I'd know. Not that I've corrupted any. Anyway, back to the issue at hand. She's kissing her way up your shaft and... Oh yeah, she's taking the head inside your mouth. I've got the camera zoomed in all the way. I'm getting everything, I promise. It looks like she's slowly swirling her tongue around your tip. Does it feel good? She's working her tongue on all your sensitive spots. I'll bet she's going to curl the tip of her tongue right under your slit. Would that make you cum? Are you going to spurt your virgin cum inside her mouth? You should. You should come inside the scary succubus mouth. Succubi, succubus, succubi. I don't fucking know. One of them anyway. You know, for science. Oh, I'm sorry. She took her mouth off you, and she's. Oh, okay. All right. She's not stopping. She's blowing air on the tip. Oh, that's a fucking tease. Who'd have thought that a demon would be a tease? How does it feel around your wet, lava-covered cock? I can see from the camera that your tip is pretty much soaked in her sweat. And she's taking you in her mouth again. She's taking. Whoa, whoa. She's taking you much further in her mouth. Wow. She just kind of keeps going all the way down. She's completely taking you into her mouth. Fuck. I guess she doesn't have a gag reflex, or she's learned to suppress it. Maybe she doesn't have one. I don't know. Human kind of deep. Anyway. How does it feel? Having her lips wrapped around the base of your cock. Have you ever had anyone take you right down to the balls before? Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, virgin. Yeah, you probably haven't. I can see you leaning your head back. That's it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy having your entire cock buried in that hot little mouth. She's pulling back. Oh, wow. Her cheeks are really hollowed in. She must be sucking you really hard. Do you want to come in her mouth? Do you want to spurt all your virgin seed in that sweet mouth? I'll bet you do. And I'll bet she wants you to. Can you see how she's working your cock, going up and down steadily? She must really want you to come in her mouth. Can I let you in on a little secret? I'm touching myself right now. Touching myself while I watch that succubus fucking you with her mouth, and I just want to see you come. I want to see her make that virgin cock spurt in her mouth. I want to see you. Spend yourself in that scary succubus mouth. I don't know if that's the kind of crazy succubus magic or what, but I'm so turned on by the idea of watching you come for her. Kind of surprised you haven't spunked in her mouth yet. Are you trying to hold back, baby? You trying to hold back your cum? You know it's not going to do you any good. She's going to just keep going. I can see her head bobbing up and down on you. She's not going to stop. She's going to keep sucking you off until you give her your cum. That cum isn't going to do you any good inside your balls. Just let it go. Give it to her. I want to see you pump it into her mouth. Shit. Shit. I'm so turned on and I don't know why. I'm supposed to be objective. I'm a science girl, for fuck's sake. You know, I bet she swallows. Do you want her to swallow your cum? Do you want to spurt yourself in that hot little mouth and watch as she eats up every drop of your cum? I want to see her eat your sperm. I want to watch your face as you come, and then I want to watch her swallow every drop. Oh, you're getting close. I can see it. That's it. Pump your hips into her mouth. I can see you leaning your head back and growling. Oh, fuck. I'm touching myself so much right now. Yeah, you're about to come, aren't you? I'm going to come too, I think. I want to see if we have an orgasm at the same time. Shh. I really need to come. Fuck. Oh. She's wrapping her arms and around your hips and pulling you into her mouth. Yeah, that's it. Oh, come on, tilt your head back and scream out your orgasm. This is so hot. Oh, fuck, it looks like you're about to come too. That good for you too, baby? Did you pass out? Oh, these human virgins. Sister, your fondness for virgins is really backfiring on you, isn't it? You didn't even get a chance to have him inside your pussy. Yes, I'll let you out of the cave. I've already seduced and drained the cum from everyone inside the facility. My disguise worked quite well. No one ever suspects the poor, innocent science girl. Now, do you want to reopen the portal and go home, or do you want me to send a distress signal and lure more humans to this research station? And no, first you better bring that boy inside. I want to have my turn with him as well.